Barhead. Battered by injuries and having lost their head coach, the Barhead Bombers brought the 2021-2022 season to a predictable end last week at the Canham Junior Hockey League, CAJHL, Championships, losing both of their games to the Cold Lake Arrows and the Vernal Oilers on April 5 and 7 in Cold Lake. But while the Bombers fell short at the playoffs, coach Joey McEwen credited the Bombers for putting in an effort despite everything that was going on. "In my eyes, they're champions for just going to Cold Lake," said McEwen, who left the team a week before the CAJHL championship to deal with some family business. On April 5, the Bombers fell to the host team 7-2. Although the Bombers held the Arrows to a 1-1 tie in the first period, Cold Lake racked up goals in the second and third to earn a victory. On April 7, the Vernal Oilers edged out Barhead by a score of 6-2. The score was tied right up to the final minute of the second, when the Oilers notched the winning goal. McEwen was obviously not with the team in Cold Lake, but noted that in addition to his absence, they were down some players who had to go home after wrapping up the regular season. For that reason, he said he was proud of all the players who went on to play in the CAJHL Championship, especially after all the adversity they've had to deal with this year. "They're a champion in my book. They may not have won, but in my opinion, they're champions." McEwen thanked the residents of Barhead for opening up their hearts and allowing him to guide these young players into their professional careers. "The town was really amazing," he said, adding he really appreciated all the volunteers, rink staff and the kids who came out to the games, which really inspired the players in particular. He also wanted to thank owner Ali Varani for giving him the opportunity to coach the Bombers, adding that he took a lot of heat that he didn't deserve for giving the job to McEwen. And lastly, he credited the boys for doing everything their boss told them to, adding, "Man, are they going to be successful in their lives." Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.